Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wake up. It's time to wake on up. Wake up. With a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh! The best part of waking up. It's morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
Let's go. Halfway home here on a beautiful, sunny, delightful Friday in downtown San Francisco. Good morning to all you lovely people. And I always say, you got the best looking audience I've never seen, Joe. It's not even close. Might be the best looking show here in 95.7 The Game.
That's not saying much, to be honest with you.
We're not a bunch of lookers. We have faces for radio people. But luckily, these faces can be seen on YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter, streaming right now. As I say, good morning to Joe Shasky, Carter, Sam Lubman, Matt Nahegian, Evan Giddings, everyone. Hope you all have a lovely, lovely weekend if you're getting off today, getting off right now, or just starting your day. We appreciate you and your participation. You know the number, 888-957-9570. We've been talking some Giants. They're at the halfway point of the season, 44-37. Unfortunately, we're talking about them after getting swept against the Miami Marlins, 12-5 the final. The NBA draft is over. The Warriors added two players yesterday as they traded back Alex Toohey from Australia and Will Richard from Florida, joining the Dubs. We'll talk to Bonte Hill about an hour in studio about that. Plus, we'll talk more about it in about 30 minutes or so, because I would like to know about the newest Warriors. Can we expect to see them at all in this upcoming season? We'll definitely see them in Summer League, I would assume. Joe, good morning. How you doing, man? You look really dapper today, by the way. It's like Miami Vice. I like it.
Well, I'm just trying to look floral.
Okay,
know?
Yeah.
It's summer.
Big Scarface guy, Miami, right? You're trying to go that Miami Vice look. You trying to get traded to Miami, too, like Jonathan Kuminga?
No, but I did watch one of my favorite scenes of all time last night with Scarface.
Which one?
You're all a bunch of blanks. You know why? Because you don't have the guts to be what you want to be.
Oh, that's what, was that Coca-Cola, Andre Nicotino, the start of it?
Oh, yeah.
There you go. See?
Me, I don't have that problem. I always tell the truth, even when I lie. No, but that being said,
Frank Lopez tried to warn him early on, by the way. He never listened. You don't fly. The guys that, you know, last in this business, they just stay straight. They don't try to achieve more. All right? You just stay where you are. All right?
The world is yours, Joe.
It wasn't. So, got shot in the back by a shotgun. Continue.
God, if you're going to go out, that's the way to go out.
That's the way to
go. I mean, quite
if
frankly.
If you're going to go out.
Hey, look, man, I watched my dad go out on his back for 60 days in a coma. If you're going to go out quick.
Guns a-blazing.
I'm serious, dude. I mean that. I don't wish suffering on anyone.
No, no, absolutely not.
God. That being said, so I'm looking at it. You bring up the Warriors, and I'm actually glad you brought them up. Like, we're talking about the Giants and the Dodgers and everything. Look, that's our rival. So we're always going to be compared to them. But we also have to, like, crawl before we walk, before we run. They are clearly in full sprint mode, the Dodgers. They're the reigning champs. They have the highest payroll in the game. They've deferred a ton of money, even with that high payroll. They've got an unbelievable farm system that's highly rated. Like, this team is they're a juggernaut. They're the equivalent of what the Warriors were with Kevin Durant. Would you agree?
Yes, they are stacked.
Multiple Hall of Famers in their prime.
If they're not at least in the World Series, it's a disappointing season.
Every year they don't win the World Series is really, to me, a big disappointment.
Right.
Right? So using this analogy, all right, and it's a loose one, but did the Portland Trailblazers measure themselves up to the Warriors during that time frame?
No. Like, if they did try to measure themselves up, they're coming up. I guess, yes, in that way. But, like, the Warriors were such a good team during, you're talking about the Kevin Durant era. Mm-hmm. Could anyone measure up against that team is kind of what I'm saying here. I don't think anyone could measure up against that team. Not even the Blazers.
Now, the 2017-2018 Warriors ended up getting second place in the Western Conference to the Rockets, right? And the Rockets were a great team.
That was one of the few teams that actually tried to go at them. Yes.
No one ever talks about, like, that Blazer team was actually really good that year. I mean, we could laugh at them now because of the way that they lost to the Pels in the first round. They went 49-33, all right? They had a heck of a season that year. They were third in the Western Conference, second in the Pacific, okay? But why do we forget about them? Because they were not the Warriors and they were not the Rockets, right? And so using this loose analogy, kind of the Mets or the Rockets, you know, in this scenario, and they've spent a ton of money, and now is their time, and they feel really optimistic, and the Warriors are what the Dodgers are right now. And so, unfortunately, we are in that incubancy stage of where the Blazers are, and I would say we're even, like, below that. And again, this is a loose analogy, all right? I'm not saying that we're Dame and McCollum, and we're going to get swept out, but, like, to measure yourself only against the Dodgers, and you have to beat them, and anything that comes up, it's just no, but they need, like, levels of success, and they're in a ridiculously difficult division. And within this analogy that's loose, who I haven't referenced is the San Diego Padres, who have Machado in their prime, Tatis in his prime, Bogarts and Jackson, and so many other players on their team, Dylan Cease, who are all in their prime, and they're going to make a move, and they're going to be aggressive, and they're right there. Right, I think Arizona is still a force to be reckoned with. I'm not saying that they're falling away. Their division, the NL West, is as good of a division as you're going to find across sports. It just is. And so that is the reality of what the Giants are facing for the second half. As we talk about them getting to this point, they're seven games above. And yesterday's, you know, sweep of the Marlins sucked. There's no way around it. But whether we're talking about Ohio State and Michigan competing for the big prizes, when you're Purdue, and in this situation, that's kind of where the Giants are at. Right now, they're Purdue. They want to be higher. They want to be the Michigan. They want to be in that Ohio State. But they're not there yet. Joe, they're just not. We would agree, right?
Well, I don't know. We just had Dave Fleming on our airways, 2 weeks ago, Sam? And he said they're World Series contenders.
Well, no, we could say that out loud.
We were believing it. That was two weeks ago.
Wisconsin could say that they want to be, you know, a national championship contender, but we know that.
So you didn't believe that when Dave said they're World Series contenders. You didn't believe him.
Look,
it's okay. You can disagree with
it. It's not about believing. Like, that can be the ultimate goal, but, like, right now, making the playoffs would be an unbelievable accomplishment. That's not me being some, like, hey, everybody gets orange slices. It's, Joe, if I would have said to Giants fans at the beginning of the year, you traded for your number four hitter for the next 6-7 years and you made the playoffs, we'd be like, sign me up.
Totally. I know. I hear you. But we were also talking about a week or two ago. We had people on it. We had the Keith Laws of the world. We had a lot of MLB insiders. Jim Bowden was joining Steiny and Goo. Like, they were all talking about the Giants. Yeah, they could absolutely win this division.
Joe, if the Giants went on to make just the NLCS, we would say it would be one of the great miracle runs in baseball.
It'd be a fantastic season. I don't think it would be a miracle because their pitching is legit. Their first, give me Webb. give me Robbie Ray.
I'm talking about what you thought at the beginning of the year.
Yeah,
like at the beginning of the year. Like,
yes.
No one would have thought that team was going to make the playoffs, win a series, and move on. Like, so, you know, I love
But
Dave.
Expectations change given seasons. Hell,
of course.
We said that about the Warriors last year. You just said wanting meaningful basketball. Your expectations shifted after the Jimmy Butler trade to what, Joe? When they started playing well.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to win it all.
But there you go.
I also had enough wherewithal after the season was over to take a step back and view the whole thing. You know what? It was a hell of a fun season.
But I'm not going to fault Giants fans that are feeling a little frustrated right now because they started having those expectations again.
But Joe, is this not one of the more difficult divisions in all of sports?
Oh, it is. It might be the most difficult division in sports, and I want to hear from the people. 888-957-9570.
Like AFC North, off the top of my head, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Cincinnati, and what's the other team? Come on. And Cleveland.
I'm not even going there. The most division, it's the AFC West. Yeah, the Chiefs,
okay.
Chargers, Broncos all,
right.
all make it
I'll
last
listen
year.
To that.
Like, that might be the most difficult division. But,
I'll listen to that.
But if you're going
the
by...
The North, the NFC North is another one.
Yeah.
You know, the Bears, the Vikings, the Detroit Lions.
Next year, it might be the NFC East again, because the Commanders and Eagles are there, and we'll see what the Cowboys.
We'll
the Giants
see.
Stink. The NFC North, as you mentioned, they have the Lions, Vikings, Packers, Bears might be better. The NFC South is like usually pretty bad.
We don't do divisions in hoops like that.
We have divisions in hoops.
I know. We don't break it down that way,
we
though.
We don't. Remember when it used to be, though, when you won that? You got an automatic. You got the
automatic top four, I think.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. But you could go, let's see here, in the West.
I think the NL East is excellent.
The Northwest division is stacked, though, if we're going basketball in the West. Thunder, Nuggets, T-Wolves.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's pretty good. But then you got the Blazers and Jazz lumped in there, which is not very good. But in this analogy, you get like the Rockies. You get the Rockies lumped into the NL West.
You get the Rockies. Now, I'm not trying to make excuses for them, but I'm just also trying to say, like, the road ahead is difficult.
Yeah.
This is not going to be easy.
I know.
And so, yeah, losing a series to the Marlins and getting swept at home is not optimal if you want to do something and accomplish something significant. But I also... Like, again, you're asking about reflecting on the first half, not reacting to what I just saw. Reflecting on the first half.
The totality.
Yeah, like, you got your cleanup hitter for, you know, close to a decade.
Hopefully.
Locked up. And I'm seeing some young players that I think are going to be bricks for the future, like Ramos and Schmidt. And, like, I'm feeling really good about where we're at overall. Like, the franchise is healthy. Really, probably the healthiest it's been. I would say since like 2017, 2016.
Okay, so there's seven games over right now.
Like optimistically totally. about the franchise.
If the season ends today, you're not making the playoffs. You're just outside of it. Who's under the most pressure in the Giants organization in the second half for you, Joe? Who's under the most pressure to succeed in the second half?
I would say that there's going to be a lot of pressure on Posey to make some moves, whether it's another bat. I think they need multiple arms, a bullpen arm and a starter. You know, the development of Carson Wisenhunt and Bryce Eldridge is going to be heavily scrutinized. I don't even know if that's fair, but like those two guys in AAA, whether they're used as trade pieces or whether they come up to help you, I think they're going to be guy like at least the diehard Giants fan is going to be really in on them. You know, what happens with Adames second half?
Yeah.
You know, I think Buster Posey and the signing of Adames is going to be heavily scrutinized. I think the acquisition of Devers is going to be looked through a fine-tooth comb. Does he get along with his teammates?
Yeah.
Did you acquire somebody who is maybe just overrated? That is going to be a question mark. I don't think those are fair, but I think those are going to be
questions. Swing didn't look overrated yesterday. It looked
you know,
great.
If you trade away Harrison and your pitching staff still needs multiple guys in it, was that the right move? You know, I think it was today. I'll die on that hill today. But I think it's a fair question to ask.
Matt Chapman, when he comes back, how is he going to produce? Is he going to struggle for a little bit trying to find his swing and his rhythm? I think there's actually a lot of pressure on Matt Chapman when he comes back because we're talking about him being maybe the most important Giant.
I think so too.
Like, he needs to hit the ground running when he comes back, which is kind of an unfair expectation of a guy who's going to be missing like a month, right?
No doubt.
But again, they're going to be right there. Like, they need to stack wins and he needs to be a part of it.
Look, I would have gave him the contract. I'm going to tell you this right now. And I actually loved the deal. I thought he's born to be a Giant. He's a really good deal. He can't be your best player, but he's got to be one of your nucleus players. Like, that's what he is to me. He's a great glue guy. You want to have a Matt Chapman on your team. But I saw Giants fans after a week of Casey Schmidt tearing the cover off the ball going, oh, why did we give Chapman a $150 million deal? And it's like, look, you can never have enough great ball players. Ask the Dodgers.
Yeah, No, that's the great. I always love that mindset in football too. Just keep giving
me stack
talent.
Ball players.
That's what the Eagles do all the time. Just keep giving me good guys because I'll have the depth and I'll need the depth at some point.
So,
right?
You asked like who has the most pressure?
Yeah,
Lubman comes in here at the break. I think it's Bo Mel, and I'm like, really?
That's kind of interesting, actually, Bob Melvin, in regards to this, because he made a good point, and we bring it up in football all the time. Like, Buster Posey's not married to Bob Melvin. Buster Posey wasn't the guy that hired him. Who was it? It's Farhan Zaidi. Now, I don't know what Posey and Melvin's relationship is. It might be really good. It might be nice. They're both catchers, right? They might have some sort of, you know, common ground there. They've gone against each other all the time. When Bo Mel was a manager, right? Going up against Posey, he probably gave him nightmare and gave him fits all the time. But I don't know if Posey's married to Melvin. So, yeah, if he makes all these moves and they don't make the playoffs, he might get the finger pointed at him and say, yeah, that we need someone else. We need a different direction. Would that surprise you at all? Like, I think they'd have to fall flat on their face badly for that to happen.
Yeah, I think Bo Mel's done a pretty good job this year. Not great, but pretty good. I think there's been times where he's been brilliant. There's been a couple of head scratchers. Like, they're used right now because of necessity of Spencer Bivens. This poor guy's arm's going to fall off. Like, and I know we don't have a lot of great options, but, you know, there's been a couple of bullpen decisions. I bet any coach in baseball is going to get picked apart when it comes to those bullpen decisions, but there's been a couple of those. I think he's actually had a pretty steady hand regarding who plays and who should play on a day-to-day basis. Mm-hmm. I've actually agreed with some of his lineup tinkering, moving guys around. I come back to another contract. The Jungle Lee contract,
ooh,
I think, is going to be heavily scrutinized in the second half. That wasn't a Buster Posey acquisition.
Yeah.
And I just wonder where he's at with him.
I like Jungle Lee, though. Like, I do. Like, are you kind of like you're souring on him a little bit, Joe?
I like him. He makes a lot of money moving forward because it escalates every year. And he's a defensive-first outfielder. You have a lot of outfielders. Look, I don't know where I'm at with him right now.
He's not good. Like,
I kind of run the full gamut on him.
So he's making $17.25 million this year. Then he's going to be making $23.23. He has an opt-out, a player opt-out, heading into the 2028 season. And then there's a team opt-out, I want to say. That's the player opt-out. Okay. So it's not like that, like, ridiculous, right? Like, $23 million? It's not. I hear you. Like, for the Dodgers, that's like, yeah, whatever. I get, for the Giants, it might be different. You might be viewing it different. I don't think it's the end-all be-all, though. I'm optimistic about Lee going forward because of the speed. I do think the bat will be, you know, it might be streaky here and there, but the speed plays anywhere. And they need that speed on the, like, they can't afford to lose that guy.
The speed only plays when you get on base and you stop hitting pop-ups.
I know.
He's got to put the ball on the ground.
I know.
Like, when you go to the games and you watch, the third baseman is literally playing where the shortstop does every time. He has got to put the ball on the ground.
But
he has to adjust.
He is, but he will, because he's still in the infant stages of his Major League Baseball career. He hasn't even played a full season. How many games has this guy played in total? Let me pull it up right here. He's played, not even a full season. 122, I think, something like that. So, we'll see. We'll see with Jung Hoo Lee. So, we just both mentioned something, though, right there. The guys that post.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Posey didn't sign are the ones that might be under the most pressure.
Yeah.
Not non-Posey guys. And that, again, we don't know. We're not in the room. We don't know how Buster Posey feels about that personally going forward. We just know that in the NFL, this happens all the time. You get a new GM, what do? They clean house. I mean, this isn't my guy. Or new head coach.
Dunleavy.
What do you do immediately?
He shaped the roster his way, I feel like. He's done a pretty good job of that.
Did you like what he did yesterday? Alex Toohey and Will Richard. We'll talk to Bonte Hill in about 40 minutes about that in studio. Our resident Giants and Warriors expert, Joe Shasky, as the Giants fall again in the show that Bonte Hill hosted. That's okay. It's all right. I'm not blaming you, Bonte. I think Bonte blamed Laura Britt for being out and taking that series off, and she's actually the good luck charm. So
he's more of a second-half host. His record gets a lot better after the All-Star break.
He's the Blake Snell of broadcasters.
Bonte Snell, yeah.
There you go.
Like, that's a guy who hasn't even pitched for the Dodgers.
That's true.
I mean, Blake Snell's coming back at some point.
He got a bobblehead this year, too.
By the way, I saw the coolest bobblehead ever yesterday. I sent it in the chat.
Did that come with cheese? Because all the whining that guy does?
He doesn't like to make excuses, though.
They should have traded him at the deadline last year.
Oh, yeah. You think?
We wouldn't have had the best pitching staff in baseball.
And he wouldn't have had that no-hitter that everyone forgot about.
That was pretty cool, actually. What team did he do it against? Do you guys remember that?
The Reds in Cincinnati. I did the show the next morning with him.
Oh, you did. Okay, yeah. There you go. By the way, Orange Black Weekend Wrap. Check it out tomorrow. Who are you hosting with, Sammy?
It's Dan and I again tomorrow. Hey, I'm Dan Devone. You know, so it's going to be a lot of that. And we're going to be chatting Giants baseball 9 to 12.
I do the Dan Devones around here.
Yeah, I know. And I swooped in and took it from you.
Have you hosted with Dan before?
No.
Never?
I've never hosted with Dan Devone.
You are missing out, bud.
He hosted with Nick Friedell one like random afternoon here at the station. And it was...
Who had more broadcaster voice?
Dan Devone. Nick has a deep voice.
That might be the most elite voiced show we can put out on the show.
Willard would be moderating it.
Charlie Walters doing the producing.
Love Chuck.
Hi, I'm Chuck. I'm throwing it to Dan Devone. Hi, how you doing? Chuck, I'm Dan Devone.
Chuck texted me, former producer and host here at the station, like as soon as I got this gig. He's like, dude, let's hop on my pod. We'll talk some Warriors. I was like, and I think I texted back like a day later. He's like, oh, sorry, I was catching all my messages. Yeah, let's do it. Never got a text back. So. It's all right, Chuck. It's all right. I thought we were tight, dude. I thought we were cool. Guess not.
Podcasts are hard.
By the way, we're coming live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. Who's under the most pressure in the second half? for the Gigantes.
Sam Lovin, the booking coordinator for Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys.
That guy's doing a great
job. Well, dude, they're getting the Infinity Stones and the Gauntlet. That is the 95.7 host. I think I'm next. Am I the Soul Stone? What am I?
Well, Willard would be next, and then you being the Soul Stone will be the final one.
Oh, God, I hope no one gets sacrificed because of that.
Well, Shasky already got sacrificed because he's off the show.
So none of us are taking Devers. The guy that's like the highest paid player in the history of the franchise under the most pressure in the second half. No one's saying Rafi Devers. Kind of crazy. Should he not be under the most pressure? He's supposed to be the best player.
I'm just happy that he's here.
Still?
Yeah.
When is that going to wear off, though? Like yesterday was good. Like, and I actually think he's going to have a great series because it's going to be an AL ballpark that he's familiar with.
Okay.
He's played the White Sox a bunch, obviously. He has to when you're in the American League. So I'm hoping for
a good day yesterday.
He did. That dude, he smoked that thing.
He crushed that ball.
What was that, 8, 10, 12 rows deep?
I mean, you know they tell you don't lunge when you're swinging? That guy can do whatever he wants. He's got a Vladimir Guerrero...
Senior?
Yes. He's got a Vladimir Guerrero like quality. Pablo had this as well. I call him like bad ball hitters that can just square things up. That guy could roll out of bed and hit a tank.
Speaking of pressure, maybe Hayden Birdsong. Some people are picking a pitcher because I don't think it's going to be Webb. I don't think it's going to be Robbie Ray. Might be Verlander, but he's old.
I'm concerned about Robbie Ray maintaining.
Okay.
I mean, like that. I think that's fair, right? He's been brilliant in the first half, and last couple starts haven't been as good. And you just wonder where he's at. And he could be a free agent at the end of this year.
Another guy we really haven't brought up in this pitching staff, Landon Roop. Where's he at? He's gotten shelled a couple times.
Uncharted territory at this point in terms of like big league exposure.
Speaking of Hayden Birdsong, yesterday, 4 innings, 4 hits, 7 earned runs, 2 jacks, 4 walks was not his best outing, probably his worst outing of the season, quite frankly. Bob Melvin talked about the struggles yesterday.
Kind of like the last outing, you know, his velo's kind of all over the place. He'll when he hits it right, it's 96, 97. When he doesn't, it's 93. Kind of big misses with his fastball and big misses with his breaking ball. When he struggles some, that's kind of what you see. And we've seen that the last couple of times.
He sounded like a dad that's very disappointed.
Yeah,
right
I think they are.
No, his voice sounded very much, I'm disappointed. That's not good enough. We don't want that. He's not saying that if Logan Webb or Robbie Ray or Justin Verlander, quite frankly, has an outing like that. He's not going to do that. But they're leaning on this kid right now. And he's had a couple of bad starts here. But the totality of the season has been good. But again, can he get me 6 innings? That's a question mark still for this guy. But he's young. He's 23 years old.
When you trade away Harrison, it puts a little more pressure on Birdsong to deliver and be that guy. But, you know, I think the thing with these young arms in particular is there's days that they're live and they feel good. If anyone who's ever thrown balls like would know this, but like, there's some days your arm just feels great, and then there's other days it don't feel that great.
Austin Duvall, just ask the bullpen guys. They either have it or they don't sometimes, and you see it immediately.
It happens.
The great ones are the ones that are able to get out of situations and handle their business without their best stuff. Those are the Hall of Famers, usually. Like, those are the guys that you lean on. No, seriously.
I'm going to give you.
Like, Logan Webb didn't have his best stuff last start, and he was solid as hell. And he'd tell you he didn't have his best stuff.
I'm sure there's somebody who's played at the professional level is going to be laughing as I say this. Ibuprofen is your best friend when you're a baseball player. Because there are certain days where your arm just feels awful and it's hanging and you can feel it just playing catch. And there's other days you feel great.
Tell being a baseball player, just being a father or a parent, I need ibuprofen half the time with these kids jumping on me. Dad, give me a piggyback ride the entire park yesterday. I was like, God, dude, they keep getting heavier and heavier. They don't stop eating, Joe. You'll learn this.
Oh, I'm learning.
They don't stop eating.
And the rice, and he wouldn't eat those. So I went straight to the bananas, and then I went to the strawberries. And he does this thing with me only, where he overstuffs his mouth, and then it looks like he's choking out. And I'm like looking at him, and I like jam my finger in
there.
You gotta
rip it out. Yeah.
Banging the back of his thing, and I think he gets himself really scared. And then he like leans in and starts like, not tearing up, but getting very like emotional. Like, yeah, I overate. Like, yeah. You did.
He's like a dog, right?
He got real heavy.
Eating and eating. Yeah.
He's way thicker. Michelle hates when I say that. He's not fat. I'm like, no, he's like healthy. He's a healthy baby.
No, you want the babies to be fat. That's the
key part.
You want to be. You want to look. They have to look like the Michelin man. They got to have all the rolls.
No, we're working on a six pack.
The six pack?
Yeah.
Like Patrick Mahomes, he's got the six pack. It's just under the dad bod.
I have a six pack. It's just under the dad bod.
I hate that guy.
You love Patrick Mahomes. By the way, are you guys seeing all the content with like the tight end university thing with George Kittle, Travis Kelce.
I saw some of it.
Seen some of that. The Brock
Taylor
Bowers.
Swift was there.
Taylor Swift was performing, oh, yeah. Right? Did you like that? You want to be a part of that, Joe?
He's too old.
That sounds awesome.
See, Sam's all about it. You like T-Swift. You're a Swifty.
This is whatever.
Whoa!
Just being real, she's whatever.
Not your favorite?
Well, I don't hate her. I don't, you know, I don't love her. Like I'm very Steiny-ish.
I think you like her more than Kendrick
There's
Lamar.
No bad blood there, it sounds
no,
like.
He likes her more than Kendrick Lamar. He doesn't want to admit it, but
Kendrick Lamar's fine. He's whatever.
He didn't like his halftime.
I'm happy with Kendrick
No, I did not like his I didn't think his halftime show was that great.
I think you're in the minority there. Carter, we got Bonte Hill coming up next. We've got Warriors adding two new players, Joe. Let's get to know them on the other side. We're not interviewing them. But we're going to get to know them. Alex Tui and Will Richard. That's going to be on the other side. It's going to be brought to you by the San Francisco International Airport. Traveling in 2025? Start your journey right at San Francisco International Airport. Relax over there. With the most nonstop flights from the Bay Area.
Tui.
Easy parking, live performances, and tasty food. Why settle for less? Fly from SFO, where your best journeys begin. Visit flysfo.com.
Bow, bow, bow.
Hell yeah.
It was not just drinking the wine, but it was hearing your wife talk smack to me while I did it. Just made it so much better. She's the best.
She thinks you are a very funny, funny, funny guy.
We love Michelle.
Michelle's the best. I love Michelle.
By the way, is Michelle going to be locked in tonight at 7 o'clock? Because the Valkyries are taking on Angel Reese in the Chicago Sky. You can hear the game right here on 95.7 The Game and the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Just download the app and search Valkyries. So the Valkyries taking on the Sky. The Warriors, who we are also the home of, the Golden State Warriors right here on 95.7 The Game, they made some moves yesterday, Brosif. So they began the day, this time yesterday, they had the number 41 overall pick. They traded down to picks number 52 and 59 on Thursday afternoon in a deal with the Phoenix Suns. They chose forward Alex Tui. I know, all the jokes write themselves. So funny. They picked him at 52. And then shortly thereafter, swapped the number 59 pick to the Memphis Grizzlies for the number 56 pick, with which they selected shooting guard Will Richard from the University of Florida, national champion just a few months ago. All right. So, welcome, Alex Tui and Will Richard.
You know
Let's
what?
Go!
We should get Todd Golden on. My buddy Brent is very good friends with him and his family. We should get Todd Golden on. Early next week to talk about this guy. I'm dead serious.
I think Sam literally asked us this morning if we wanted to reach out.
And you guys said no.
Well, I mean, bust.
Wait, what was that?
Bust.
Who was that?
That was Sam Lubman at the dance party, busting a move.
There we go. Let's go with that.
Then I have no choice but to put you right back outside the circle.
Both of you are outside the circle of trust when it comes
Dude,
to
the Langford time. Wedding gave me so much anxiety. We showed up late, and as we're walking down this sidestep thing.
I was way later than you. I showed up literally. Everyone was walking to the reception. I was like, what's up, guys?
We come walking out, and we're up above, and who comes out but the bride? So everyone stands up, turns back to look at the bride. You know, Langford's beautiful wife, and
Jesse.
She comes walking down this thing, and we're up looking like two schmucks showing up late. It was bad. It was bad. I have crazy anxiety for things like
that. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I can sit here and do a sugarcoat.
Exactly. And then it was so hot, my face was melting.
It was toasty that day. I kind of wanted to go out and play some golf there too because it was
Oh yeah, everybody was hitting drives.
Yeah, yeah.
Boundary Oak.
There you go.
It's a beautiful course.
It was a beautiful course.
They have the St. Mary's Gales rugby tournament there every year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wait, they play rugby on the golf course?
No, there's a fundraiser for the rugby.
Oh,
my cousin played rugby at St. Mary's.
Okay, shout out St. Mary's.
Yeah, one of their first Sweet 16 or Final Four teams or whatever. I don't know.
And St. Mary's used to play against who? The Dons, USF, and who was coached by? Todd Golden. So it all wraps up together. Look at that.
I believe Todd was on the St. Mary's staff at one point.
At one point with Randy Bennett?
I believe, yeah.
There you go. I think we have a fun little game. Do we want to do that game now, Sam? Am I putting you on the spot here?
Didn't give me your grades for these two picks.
My grades?
Yeah.
Oh, what is
you did your homework? Right?
No. What does Dibs do every time there's a draft grade? It's a C+. We'll see. Every single pick ever. C+. And I actually kind of love that take from Dibs. And you can find him on the latest episode of Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys. But I don't know what grade. I've never seen these guys. I saw them in the national championship look good. Stop. Oh no! What was your grade for Trace Jackson Davis? Is it whatever Jay Billis told you it was? I don't know. Speaking of which, Jay Billis, he knows his stuff. We were talking about him yesterday. ESPN college basketball analyst. Here are his thoughts on Will Richard.
Started his career at Belmont, transferred to Florida, and he's a versatile shooter. A catch-and-shoot guy, but also really good as a straight-line driver and an excellent finisher around the rim. Shot about 70% at the rim. You would call him an off-ball scoring threat, but he also gets steals. He's a good defender, solid, and made 80 threes this last year, shooting about 37% from three.
6'4". 6'4 shooting guard. Is the size a problem for you, Joe?
No, no.
It's fine. 6'4 is fine.
No, Kerr loves those guys under 6'5.
Size matters.
I love when, like, if you wanted to fake your way through the draft, all you'd have to do is hit certain buzzwords. Love this guy's upside. Unbelievable wingspan. I mean, he's a tenacious defender, really a gritty and willing rebounder, really can pass the ball and space the floor really well. High, high energy, big motor, great guy, charismatic in the classroom. People are going to love him.
Has there been a draft pick with no upside?
I always love
that. Patrick he's got a high O'Brien. Upside. I would hope so. You're drafting the guy.
I remember when the Warriors took Patrick O'Brien. Someone was like, I'm just going to come out and say it. He's a big stiff.
Who was it yesterday? Someone tweeted out like the Mount Rushmore of like white basketball players. And I think it was Bomani Jones quote tweeted. He's like, the disrespect to have John Stockton in over Rick Barry. And that caught like a firestorm. Right. I was like, Rick Barry is one of the best was the best player on a championship team.
Wilt Chamberlain had Rick Barry in his starting five all time.
Yeah. And that's Wilt Chamberlain, maybe the greatest player in
history. I believe Bill Russell echoed the same sentiments.
Which is, again, two of the top five players ever.
35 a game as a second year player with no 3-point line.
It's incredible. Just think about him now in today's game. He'd be one of the best players in basketball. Again, he is a top 75 player, one of the top 50. He's in all of those teams.
His passing was so underrated. You watch the old games, the old highlights. Rick was the man.
You think he would have done the review thing after every single play? You think he would have twirled his finger at Rick Barry? No? You don't think he's done that? All right. So that's what they're getting in Will Richard. Now, Jonathan Givney, who's the ESPN, kind of their like Field Yates, if you will, when it comes to basketball, like some of the prospects, if you will. Maybe more of like a Todd McShay. When it comes to the college basketball stuff, here he is talking about Alex Toohey from the Sydney Kings of the NBL in Australia, mate.
The third Australian we've seen selected and the third member of the NBA Global Academy. Tough, smart, energetic forward in a Jetty Osman mold, standing 6'11 in shoes, 6'11 wingspan, strong feel for the game, two-way versatility. Gets in passing lanes, does a little bit of everything in both ends of the floor. Intriguing pick for here for the Golden State Warriors.
Wow, we got a. I always thought it was Seti Osman, but Shetty Osman. We got that reference. I haven't heard of him since what, the finals against the Cavs back in 2018, right? You haven't heard that name in a minute. Okay, solid career. That's the comp we're gonna get.
Nobody ever comes like, he's the next Ike Diagu.
Well, I actually kind of respected more of like a player that's kind of like not like well, like that well known, but he had a cup of coffee in the league. So, okay. And like, don't give me the white guy comp. I don't want, he's the next Larry Bird. He could be the next Jokic because of his skin tone. Like, what are we doing? That's what I don't like about draft comps and stuff like that. It's okay to compare people that look different. It's okay if their game looks similar to other people of different races, people. It's okay to say that. Like Christian McCaffrey and Marshall Faulk, yeah, that actually makes sense. And some people scoffed at that.
Well, that's what I said.
Yeah.
Wait, coming out, he's the white Marshall Faulk.
There you go.
How dare you say that?
But what? Now it looks like it's pretty accurate, as Christian McCaffrey's a Hall of Famer in his own right, right?
I don't know if he's a Hall of Famer. I'm
I think
not
he's
sure.
On the trajectory. Let's
if Frank
see.
Gore ain't in, I don't know.
No, Frank Gore's getting in. Are you kidding me?
Well, we don't know.
Frank is absolutely getting in. He's okay. The leading rusher.
But you just never know. Like, there's a lot of guys. I thought Roger Craig would be in by now.
I think Frank Gore, when it's all said and done, is going to be in there. He's what? In total rushing yards.
He's third all-time.
Third all-time. Thank you.
That he should be in, and we would expect him to be
You
in.
Never know, though. You just never know.
It's all about the you.
Exactly.
Sam, do we have a fun game we want to play right now in regards to the NBA draft?
Sure.
You thought about this, here. And I thought it was hilarious last night.
Well, I just didn't know any of the players.
Well, that's the joke in all of this, because literally the second round, one of the greatest players of all time was drafted during a Taco Bell commercial, and his name was Nikola Jokic. And I don't think it's on my board right now. I'm going to find it again. You need to tell Carter. He's not back there right now. He's off going to get McDonald's or something. Keep my sound up there. Don't delete anything until I tell him to delete it, all right? I'm going my own diva mode
well,
right
I felt,
here.
I felt a certain kind of way when I walked into the other room over there, and it was Grandy and Giddings, and they were prepping for the show, and I was like, oh, my God, dude, the draft. They're like, yeah, we did that 3 hours on it or whatever.
You did 3 hours on this last night?
How many did they do last night? How many hours?
I think it was just 6 to 8.
Okay, that's good.
2 hours. Okay. So anyway, I felt kind of bad, right? Obviously, not really, but
you were falling asleep during the second round of the NBA draft.
I just didn't know any of the players. I didn't have a lot of recognition, and I'm not going to fake it and lie like I do. And I think it's really difficult to just look at someone's highlights. Like I saw a bunch of the Australian guys' highlights, and I mean, those are their highlights. What are they looking like when
well, that guy's going to be a baller now?
You want the lowlights?
What?
You want the lowlights of
well,
what they've done?
Like you just got to watch them play a whole game back and forth. You know, like. You learn much more about someone through the down times when the ball's not going to them or when they're not the primary defender. You can learn a lot about an individual where the ball doesn't touch their hands. Not in every case, but it's tough. You never know what you're getting.
Well, here's how it sounded when Will Richard was drafted, obviously, via the Memphis trade.
With the 56th pick in the 2025 NBA draft, the Memphis Grizzlies select Will Richard from the University of Florida.
I think I just said Will Howard, who is the quarterback of the Ohio State Buck. Again.
You said Will Richard.
I just okay, good. All right, Will Richard. RIP Little Richard, one of the all-timers. So again, that's happened. Second round. And he could be great. At least he wasn't drafted during a Taco Bell commercial, like maybe one of the greatest players in the history of the sport, Nikola Jokic.
Two things you only dreamed would come together. A delicious cheesy quesadilla wrapped around a beefy burrito. The new quesarito from Taco Bell.
I'm smashing a
quesarito is hella good,
it's
though.
Hella good.
I'm actually going to cape up for this.
Can you bring that back, Taco Bell, the quesarito?
Dude, I love the quesarito. Crunchwrap Supreme is my go-to.
Mr. Taco Bell's coming in soon.
Oh, yeah? Who's that?
Ponte.
Oh, Taco Bell.
So damn good.
Reds are frauds to me. I'm going to win the damn Super Bowl. They were frauds that year. Damn it.
The Rams are frauds. I'd rather be the White
the
Sox.
The year they won the Super Bowl.
Oh my.
Even when they won it, they were frauds.
Hey.
I'm on the court like a Kobe or LeBron.
He's on the court like he's Kobe or LeBron.
Play them one more time. It's the level of
I'm on the court like a Kobe or LeBron.
No, the dismissal of the Rams.
The dismissal
Rams
of the
Rams are frauds. Even when they won the damn Super Bowl, they were frauds that year. Damn it. That's what we're saying out loud. Shasky and I. That we both believe this team can make a deep run in the playoffs.
Absolutely.
Oh, God. That was last year's Warriors. That bounced.
I'm dying.
Need to play this year's.
Yeah, there you go. Bonte Hill in 15 minutes.
So let's play this game. All right, so guys were drafted yesterday, and I said to Sam, if these were offensive linemen in the NFL, like I would have no in the draft, I would have no idea. If these were soccer players overseas, I would have no idea. So if I were you, I would pull out random generated.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Names from around the world in soccer. Is it just soccer? Is that what you
chose?
Yeah,
so I'll take the rest of the way here, Joe. So we got some players who were drafted last night, and then Carter pulled some notable soccer players. Okay. I don't know how notable they are. I don't follow soccer over there.
I don't either.
And what's going to happen is I'm going to throw a name at you guys, and you guys have to determine, was that guy a soccer player, or was he drafted last night?
Okay. We need some music with this, though. Right. We need some sort of NFL primetime. There we go. NBA on NBC. Let's go.
All right, so give it to me. Give me the first one.
First one, Hugo Gonzalez. Is that someone who was drafted last night or a soccer player?
I'm going to say it's a soccer player.
I think he was drafted last night.
And one of you guys is right, and it was Chasky.
Yeah.
He was right. Hugo Gonzalez was drafted.
You're
last
stereotyping.
Night.
Why am I stereotyping? What does that mean?
I was waiting to say that just to have fun with it.
Hugo Gonzalez Pena is a Spanish professional basketball player for the Boston Celtics.
So I'm up 1-0.
There you go.
All right.
Caught yourself up, by the way, Sammy. You're really
so
low.
Quiet.
You're very low. It caught down NBA on NBC a little bit.
All right. Attaboy.
Ansu Fati. Is that a soccer player, or is that guy drafted last
night? Oh, no, that's a soccer player, I'm pretty sure. I think that's a soccer player.
I'm going to go with you. You seem very confident.
Yeah, no, Fati is definitely a soccer player.
Okay, yes, that is. Yeah, that guy is a soccer player.
Where does he play?
He plays for the Premier League team, I want to say.
I have no idea where he plays.
Okay. I do. He plays for...
He plays in Europe with them boys.
No, he was for Barcelona, La Liga. There you go.
Which is in Europe with them boys. Yeah. Next name is going to be Joshua Kimmich. Is that guy playing in Europe, or is he drafted last night?
100% plays in Europe.
Yeah, that's a soccer player, Kimmich.
I realize when I say plays in Europe, some of these guys do go back to Europe and play.
No, that's a European player.
I should say it like that. They soccer player.
Player. That's a
that is a soccer player.
Yeah, sorry. Kimmich.
You went Joshua, and I knew that was to try to fool me into thinking it's basketball.
I want to say he's German?
Because there's no Joshuas in the NBA.
He is a German professional footballer, Joshua Walter Kimmich.
All right, next. Another one is Thomas Sorber. Was that guy drafted last night?
And he plays in the PGA Tour.
Yeah, no, that's either a tennis player or a basketball player.
Well, we're only doing basketball players and soccer players, so yes, he was drafted last night.
Who did he get drafted by?
We just don't have any information on these guys.
We're just getting the names. You don't really care.
No, Sam, I got your back with this one. Oklahoma City, number 15. Of course the Thunder.
So that'd be good.
No, of course the Thunder win the title. They have the number 15th overall pick.
Wow. because they had so many, dude.
All right. I got let's go two more here.
Two more, okay. We're on fire.
Lachlan Ulbrich. Was he drafted last night, or is that a soccer player?
No, that was the White Lotus character, Lachlan, right?
Yeah, Lachlan was the
White Lotus. Yeah, was he like Guy almost?
That screams Duke.
No, he came back to life.
That screams Duke to me.
Lachlan. That's
Duke.
Yeah, like East Coast elitist.
Yeah.
Going to North Carolina.
Yeah, he's a Harvard graduate.
His dad's Lucius Malfoy.
Yeah,
we'll go.
It's actually an Australian name. Lachlan Ulbrich was drafted to the Lakers.
So he is a basketball player.
Yes, he is a basketball player.
Oh, right.
So Spadoni's going to be rocking the Ulbrich jersey soon.
Maybe, right. We'll see.
Luca and Lovebridge. What is his name?
Lachlan Ulbrich.
The hell was Spadoni of the Lakers?
Those are two L's right there.
Yeah.
Is that it?
No, we got one last more for you guys. Matthew Bonaducci.
Oh.
Is that a soccer player or a basketball player?
He's a paisan is what he is. Let's go.
Matthew Bonaducci? The Bonaducci?
Wait, isn't that like an actor Bonaducci? Donnie Bonaducci?
I think Danny Bonaducci. Danny, no relation here, though.
Okay. I'm going basketball player with that one.
I'm going to go soccer for sure.
You guys are actually both wrong. That's a name Carter just made up to throw you guys off.
Bonaducci.
Paisan. Let's go. I like that. But that was a fun little makeshift.
That was fun.
This or that kind of a little bit. Are we still doing this or that today, by the way, with Bonte? Yeah?
Possibly.
Okay. Tune in. Well, who knows? It's going to be in 20 minutes or so. This or that. What was our this or that yesterday? It was really good.
Was it yesterday the
so good,
oh, that yesterday was the it. No, yesterday was Wiseman or Lance, who was the bigger bust. The one before that was the one that Shasky really likes, Wiggins or Poole. Who do you want to bring back?
Oh, that's right. You were very upset with that conversation. By the way, Sam Quinn yesterday, CBS Sports NBA reporter, saying, yeah, I could see Kuminga getting traded for Wiggins. So you trade one guy that the fan base, half of them can't stand, for another guy that half of the fan base can't stand.
That'd be
Wiggins.
So appropriate.
Oh, man. Oh, okay.
And then just double down and just re-sign Alan Smilagic and James Wiseman.
Speaking of Kuminga, that's still the big name across sports right now. And I guess Sam Amick of The Athletic reporting that the Kings have interest. It's been reported from Anthony Slater, our guy.
Wait, the Kings want him?
The Kings have interest. Yeah. Who do you want from the Kings in a sign and trade there?
Malik Monk.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Keegan Murray.
Yeah. Keegan Murray.
I'll take either. Actually, I also like, well, we're going to bring back GP2, but that other guard, what's the guy's name? Keon Ellis.
Keon Ellis.
I would take Keon Ellis.
Not Sabonis. He makes too much. I actually think Sabonis would work on this team sneakily, but
I mean, once I saw him throw that first pitch at the A's game, so out on
Sabonis. Oh, that was a tough
one. I'd take Valanciunas, too.
Oh, my name is Jonas?
I he is there, huh?
Yeah.
So are the rest of the 2019 Bulls.
How old is Valanciunas? He's 33. Yeah, he'd fit with the Warriors right now.
Who is older in sport years? Wilmer? Or Valanciunas?
Valanciunas, for sure. He got like 7
Spoil him this or that.
He's been in the league since 2012, sneakily. 13 years in the NBA for Jonas Valanciunas, but he played professionally since 2008. Because, you know, back in Europe, they can play until they're like 12 or 13, 14. They can just play professionally.
Yeah.
This is what they do. Speaking of Kuminga, Sam Quinn on yesterday, courtesy of River Islands, he talked about his value around the league. What is it?
You know, even Steve Kerr said it. They have Jimmy. They have Draymond. Neither of them are great shooters. Kuminga isn't either. The spacing really gets compromised when you have all three of them on the floor. It just doesn't make sense. And then you look at the way their salary cap sheet is set up right now. They don't really have that many, like, mid-sized salaries to trade, right? You want to keep Buddy Hield, ideally. You'd like to keep Moses Moody, ideally. Maybe give up one of those guys, but if you have to go out and make an addition, they don't really have that many ways of matching money. So if you can get Kuminga outgoing on a sign-and-trade somewhere, and Miami's the team that's coming up right now, then you can kind of start to cobble together the matching salary to bring in whoever it is that you want to bring in.
All right, there's more from Sam Quinn talking about, we were talking about busts yesterday, and James Wiseman in particular, comparing to Trey Lance, but the fact that Wiseman and Kuminga were quote unquote experimental picks, I thought was interesting from Sam yesterday. Continue.
What no, you, I was going to say, if they make a trade with the Heat, and I know everyone's going to point to Andrew Wiggins, which I'm open to that. I'm open to it. The two guys that I want from them are the Ware kid and I want Jovic. That's who I want. I want their two skilled bigs.
Not Jaime Jaquez Jr. JJJ.
Yeah, I don't know what happened with him. I don't know. He actually would make a pretty solid Warrior.
Well, He fell out of favor for some reason last year. I know there was all those rumors. I know. We're not getting into the Love Island situation between Spoelstra, Jaime Jaquez. Not getting into that.
What?
Too much drama. Yeah. We're not getting into it.
Spoelstra went through a divorce.
Well, exactly. And some people were speculating that Jaime Jaquez was a part of it.
Really?
We're not going
to. There's more speculation. But
we're not recklessly speculating this, as I'm recklessly speculating right now on air. We're not doing it. We're just not. All right. So you want Wiggins back for Kuminga? You contemplate it. You're thinking about it.
I'm thinking about that Spoelstra comment that you guys were making. That's what I'm thinking about.
Download the TMZ app.
If one of my players, broke up my marriage. Woo. It's a lot.
Oh, he's 24 too. Jaime Jaquez, pride of UCLA. I thought he was one of the of the draft. You feel good about yourself? Back there,
yeah, Hawkins reminds me of Zorro. Sorry. I don't know why, but the mustache and the hair.
The Legend of Zorro?
Yeah.
Antonio Banderas?
Yeah.
Okay, not mad about that.
I don't know why. I actually really like him as a player.
Okay. I do too. But he fell out of favor last year. Excellent. Why? Why did he fall out of favor last year? I guess that's be my question. If
the Heat culture, who knows? Here's actually a great question from the Six. Remember, it's Friday and we're almost in the last hour.
And also,
getting goofy.
Well, how much does Jimmy Butler like a Jaime Jaquez? Like, this matters because he has a relationship with some of those players over there. We know that Tyler Hero. We know that Tyler Hero and Bam Adebayo do not like Jimmy.
Yeah.
They have no love lost there.
Yeah.
What about some of those other guys? I'm sure Jimmy's talking to Steve Kerr. I'm sure he's talking to Mike Dunleavy.
I have no idea.
And Joe Lacob and all of them. Yeah.
Jimmy is an odd duck, so I have no idea. Here's a great question from the 650. Who has the similar old man vibe more? Looney or Wilmer?
Oh.
Who's the older soul in the young man's body?
Well,
it's such a great question.
I'd go Wilmer. He's a little older still than Looney, but Looney's been there a long time.
Looney's like 5 years younger and looks 40 years older.
Well, that's just because he's like 7 feet tall, dude. These guys look old. He's looked old. Like, LeBron looked like he was 30 when he was 15.
Yeah, but
all
Greg
right?
Oden came into the league looking like he was LeBron's dad.
We're talking about the birth certificate when he was bringing about the Greg Oden comparisons, right? That was a conversation with some people. He looks like he's 45
years old. He did, though. I remember him freshman year at Ohio State. I was like, yeah, I'm taking him number one overall. And I was wrong.
And the knees just betrayed him. And talk about bodies giving up on you and failing in sports. That's one of them. But again, you should have just taken Kevin Durant. What was Colin Coward's thing? Is Colin Coward was drafted yesterday or 2 days ago in the NBA draft. Shout out Malik Andrews. He's like, I don't think Kevin Durant's going to be good because he can't bench press like 130 or 140 or whatever it was. It's almost one of the greatest scores in the history of the sport.
KD still out here tweeting at people, talking smack. We're going to miss KD one day.
I miss him here in the Bay. I want him back.
I think he misses us too.
You know what missed the Warriors when they drafted Wiseman to Kuminga? Isn't that right, Sam Quinn?
The Warriors drafted Kuminga, and if you look at those drafts where they pick number 2, they pick number 7, even that 14 pick that was, I think, Moses Moody, they kind of picked aspirationally, right? Like, Wiseman was not a guy who fit the way they typically played. LaMelo Ball was, Tyrese Halliburton was. They take Kuminga at 7, Franz Wagner goes right after that. Wagner was a more traditional Warriors guy. Even Şengün at 16 went right after Moody. Like, they really picked on athletic traits, I think, more than anything with those slots, thinking we can figure it out. If we get these high upside guys in the building, you know, we can really harness them and get the best of both worlds here. And I think what they learned was like, no, that's not really the case. With the way Steve Kerr wants to play and just the high IQ and the ability to make quick decisions that you need to thrive with Draymond and with Steph, you kind of either have it or you don't. So Kuminga, I think he's another one of these guys that kind of just wants to play normie ball, right? Like, he wants to have the ball a lot. He wants to shoot a lot. He wants to like figure out who he can be in a world outside of this beautiful game that they play with Steph. And the Warriors just aren't going to accommodate.
Sam Quinn yesterday, CBS NBA reporter.
Young baby boy, Sam Quinn.
That's right. And I remember like the first time we had him on the station, he's like, who's Sam Quinn? He's like, I'll look into him. It's a great name. He's great. But if you're not following him, he is one of the great followers on Twitter, Sam Quinn.
Can you do me a favor? Google Sam Quinn and tell me what comes up. Because that's what Sam Quinn probably did, was Google Sam Quinn and see what comes up.
Well, just look at both of them in comparison. They cannot be more polar opposites of individuals.
Right, I'm Googling Sam Quinn.
I respect
first
both
thing,
of them.
Fizzler on the roof. Cookies, SF Anthem, hell yeah, what's up?
Oh, let it smack, SF Anthem, yeah. Oh,
it's so good. Explosive mode.
There you go.
Did you imagine? We got to get Sam and San together, don't we? Like, we do. We got to find a way to make that happen.
San Quinn, man. Ayo for Ayo?
I still think it's one of the all-time great songs.
It is one of the sickest beats of all time in Bay Area history.
I pulled it. Listen to the story I'm about to tell. Come on, man. This might be Quinn's hardest song, actually.
It's actually it's a depressing song to listen to. It's very, yeah.
What are you talking? No, dude, we're on the high of the late night hype. What are you talking about? Depressing. What is this guy talking about?
True.
All in my nasal, I must have been crazy. Ayo for Oh, my God, such a classic.
I hooked people before, man. I warned them. I took many people out.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.